Okay, I'm live. Okay, so this video I wanted to make about and this is going to be like maybe a little bit more of the pimp shit side of it, because I'm gonna make a video about the pimp shit side and like the intricacies of that. And I think that'd be very beneficial, you know, to speak through. But this video is about she never wants to be number one. Okay. Now, and the small part of how this is pimp shit is, you see, you have to see, and I think you can only, I think a lot of guys, you only learn this through experience. Now, some younger guys, let's say like 18, 19, 20, they get it because they maybe grew up with a sister or something, and their brain clicked and they started to see what was happening, the realities of what girls do. But like me, I would assume like other guys, you know, who didn't grow up with a sister or a niece or a female cousin or something like that always around. Like, see, we had to just learn it through like time through, you know, after we got grown and had to work jobs. And we didn't really have a lot of time to focus on women's nature, you see. So we really don't get it a lot of times, like 30, 35 at best a lot of times. And some men just never fucking get it. But like, this is a part of a woman's nature is this, man. Like, you really have to learn how to not listen to what a woman says, but watch her actions. You see, her actions is what's important. Don't listen to what she says. Now, I mean, within reason, like I said, like within reason, but like you when you get there, like you'll understand and you'll know. Like, yeah, like it's a woman's actions. Like no woman, every woman thinks that she wants to be, you know, whisked away and with a prince and does everything she wants and blah, 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 blah. And they want that for like a week, if that, and then it just gets boring. It really does. It for them, like a woman's final destination place is not being number one. A woman's final destination place where they're happy is always chasing something else. That's their true, always you chasing pleasing someone or chasing being pretty much chasing pleasing someone, being prettier or pleasing their children or pleasing their, you know, pleasing their husband or pleasing their coworkers. Like, see, that is where that is their natural home is. See, a man's natural home is being the winner, is completing a task and you know, and looking back on the task. So yeah, that was, I did a good job with that task, and throw it away and then go get another one. And you know, that's our home is actually winning at something. You see, so when it comes to dealing with interpersonal, it's the same thing on an interpersonal level. You see, women do not want to be number one in your life. If you, I guarantee you this, if you can look back on every relationship, on any of your friends or family members or yourself, and think back to every time a man did what a woman said and treated her as number one, how did that woman respect him after that? I guarantee, if she respected him after that, it didn't last long before she started just dogging him out or just ignore him or, you know, anything. I'm telling you, they do not want to be number one. I say the few anomalies that genuinely enjoy it are the ones who, let's say they have super low self-esteem, and they can be pretty or ugly, it doesn't matter, but for whatever rare reasons they have low self-esteem, so that one person who finally does it, they can find pure enjoyment in living in that world. But even then, like, she's really getting bored, but she knows the alternative in her mind of what can happen, so she just deals with it. But for the most part, no, most women fucking hate being number one. It's just, like I said, a woman's brain is not built to be. See, okay, a man is built to sit on top of a throne and just kick it. You see what I'm saying? And then when he wants to go do something, he goes out and hunts lions or some shit, and they go sit on his throne, his castle, and just kick it. Women, they hate that shit. They hate it. That is just torture. You know, actually completing something and enjoying it is nothing but torture. For them, they're all there from the news articles they read to the articles they write to you know, how they primarily fill up customer service spots. Their whole positions in life is chasing completing something, not ever actually completing it. See, because completing it, there's nothing there for them. After they've completed, after you worshiped her like a princess, there's nothing else left for her there to do. She's already gotten it. But see, now, this is what I say, and this is maybe some more pimp shit. The only time a woman acts right is when she's convinced that she's second. That's the only time you'll get proper attitude out of her for a lot of times, you know, compared to what it would be the other way. You must keep her second. You must keep her humble, laugh at her, poke fun at her, you know, shit like that. Call her out of her bullshit in front of everybody. Like, that's the only way you're going to get favorable results out of a woman. Now look back on your relationships. Usually younger guys, they find this out unintentionally because there's going to be some girl who's like lesser status than you, and she's going to try to please you, and you're just not going to be interested, right? So you're going to treat her as like second or third. Now, what does that do? See, that girl always likes you after that. But when we're younger and, you know, uninitiated, we just value physical attraction with how much attention I'm going to give them. And see, and the reality of it is we really have the whole thing backwards. Like, the whole thing is just backwards. Because see, like, when we're younger, we think as what another man would like when we're trying to attract a woman. So we just give the pretty women all types of free attention and in hopes that she'll like us. And then we completely dog out the ugly girls. But this is the hard part for younger guys to see, is that in the reality, you should be doing the opposite if you want the results you want. So like the ugly bitches, you give them all the attention. See, they'll get bored a lot of times. See, in the reality of it, like if you give them a lot, I'm not saying worship them, but like just give them attention and super respond super quick and all this, and just give them whatever they want, tell them whatever you want to hear. They'll grow bored of you and leave. And then the pretty ones, like everybody knows, when you see a pretty girl, you just don't pay her attention, or you make fun of her, or you never, if you want that pretty girl, never give her anything unearned positive, anything positive that's unearned. Never do it. And then you'll be the guy who stands out to her. And that's how you trigger that they're in second place. But they always want to rise to first place. You see, and this is how you get a woman. Now, I'm not saying this is going to work every single time with every single woman. See, and I think this is the difference between pimp shit and then like pimp shit. And see, like pickup artists are like a mixture of between like weak betas who kind of like tell women what they want to hear at the time. So they still kind of care about the woman. Now, pimp shit doesn't care about the woman. And I'm telling you, pimp shit doesn't focus on one specific woman. Like a pimp, even the strongest pimp, if he's being 1,000% honest with you, he'll tell you that he cannot get you to get one individual, like one specific woman. Like if you have a crush at the girl at the coffee shop, how do I get her? Well, you got just as good a chance as I do if you're trying to pinpoint and target one specific woman. What I'm telling you is how to get women, like plural, like pretty much it's the opposite. It's kind of the same thing how women do. Because women don't do a lot of approaching. What women do is they just kind of dress to attract a shotgun range of men and then deal with the men that they've attracted after they've gotten the pool. And see, with men, it's the same thing. Like we just shotgun a theory on, let's say, 30 women, and then we deal with the ones that we got, you know, the hop on a team after that. And then you build. See, a lot of things with men do, we do it naturally in the wrong direction. And in context of trying to match up with a woman, men and women are just on two totally different time frames, as far as like age and attractiveness, you know, age and value. Like their value is between 16 and 25. Ours is pretty much 30 and on. We're just on a whole different. Pretty much whatever you want, whatever you're thinking to do that's going to impress a woman, do the opposite. Other than, I'd say, the only other thing I'd say is maybe just try to earn a lot of money. That will always help. But everything else, I'd say earn a lot of money and get, you know, work on your body. That always helps. When I say, when you want to think of what you want to do to get women, as far as personality wise goes, and like your character, which is what's going to get you further in the long run. Pretty much any initial thought that you're going to have as a man as far as character and personality on how to get a woman is going to be the complete wrong thing to do. Okay. Because it's just how we were created. Men and women were created. We're on completely different. We're seeing the world from two completely different views. You see, and this is things that I didn't know. I had to learn the hard way. Like, but see, once you get it, see, like, once you get it, they'll start inviting you out. They'll start inviting you over for the night. They'll like, you don't have to do any of this stuff anymore. You see, because like I said, once you successfully treat women like they're second, see, now they always have something to look up to and look forward to when they're with you. Or when you come in the room and they think, oh, well, I can possibly get some respect out of him if I do this. You see, like it works on them. You see, because see, the reality of it is, see, men, we see the woman's beauty. So we're like, that has an impact on our thoughts. And they're like, oh my God, I should want to please her because she's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But see, like a woman, she can't really see her beauty. And then on top of that, it doesn't impact her. Like she doesn't want to stick a hard dick in her. She doesn't know what a dick feels like. She doesn't know what it feels like to own a dick. So she doesn't even know what it feels like to fuck a beautiful woman, you see? So she's seeing this from an entirely different view. So when you walk in there and you knock her down a few steps, you know, yeah, okay, yeah, she might even get mad at you initially because she just doesn't see, especially with American men. See, a lot of American men, we're just too afraid. See, a lot of American men have the problem of if we go to the infantile part of our brain of dealing with girls is, if a woman gets mad at me, then she'll be mad at me forever and she'll never talk to me again. You see, that is a sign of weakness in a man because see, to a woman that's saying, oh, well, all he takes is one time to get knocked down. He won't get back up. You see, that's how a woman's brain is going to see you when you're carrying yourself like this. Like she'll be mad at me and she'll never talk to me again. So I'll just be super nice to her so she never has a reason to be mad at me. You see, they know you're doing this. And see, in her mind, she's saying, this guy's a fucking chump. Because he won't grow a pair of balls and put me in my place, you know, he won't do it. So she picks up on that. But see, like when you call bitches out on shit they did, see, she might be mad at you. She may even get mad at you about it. But see, this is what I said in another video. You want a woman's respect. You don't want her to like you. You see, because when you get her respect, she might get mad at you. But she'll respect what you did if you called her out on her shit or you just made fun of her. Because, okay, because even if you make fun of her, she's going to think, oh, well, maybe I fucked up, you know, and she'll convince herself and then that she's fucked up and it'll knock her down a little bit. She may be mad at you, but she respects you, son. That's what you see when the mistake a lot of guys make when they talk to girls is they talk to girls, like I said before, and they're so afraid that the girls, they're going to make the girl mad and never talk to them again. See, that is the same thing, like I said before, as see, you're trying to make her like you. You see, that's not a man's job is not to be liked by a woman. A man's job is to be respected by a woman. Remember that shit. And now a woman's job is to be liked by a man. You see, respected by a man, she don't care about that. You can go out and fuck 15 other bitches. You see what I'm saying? But as long as you like her, she can always go back and go, oh, Johnny likes me. You see what I'm saying? Like, but Johnny cheats on me all the time, but he still likes me. So, you know, she still gets high off that validation. You see what I'm saying? But like, yeah, when you want to see, like I said, and I said this in the difference between alphas and betas. It, my honest opinion, the difference between an alpha and a beta, a beta is a guy who's trying to make a woman like him. An alpha is a guy who, look, demands, respects, or fucking leaves. All right. And sometimes you just gotta leave. It's not gonna work out every time. But see, the fact that you had the courage to leave, though, see, she'll respect that out of you. See, but now on the flip side, let's say you want a woman to like you and you just keep tagging around and you ain't got the courage to really leave or nothing or do anything that might hurt her. See, she's gonna lose all respect for you, son. And see, after that, you can never get respect out of that woman ever again. Trust me on that. Look at any, okay, you know how many men out there who fell into that beta role with a woman and then the woman leaving, and then the man be like, the man, he goes on for the next 10 years trying to get that bitch back, and she don't know, because she lost respect for him. That's what it was. She still, I guarantee the girl still liked him, but she don't got, but like doesn't open pussy. You see what I'm saying? Like does not open pussy. You see, for all the women who got mad at Donald Trump for being Donald Trump because he's racist or whatever, or homophobic, what have you, okay? Okay, all those women who claim they hate him, they don't like him, they won't even impeach, at least half of those women voted for him. Do the math on that shit. At least half of the women that voted for him. On top of that, see, no woman wants to admit this shit. I know the truth because I know pimp shit when I see it. At least 7 out of every 10 of those women who claim they hate Donald Trump would suck his dick the moment he walked in the fucking room because they respect what he is on the fucking planet. That's what women, they do not want to admit that shit, but I know it's the truth. Black, white, it could be a fucking Spanish bitch who he just got done talking about Mexicans or this and that, and the Spanish bitch would suck his dick. Her pussy would get wet as the jaws of Poseidon on his dick. I'm telling you, I know, because I know pimp shit. See, they respect Donald Trump. They don't like Donald Trump. See, that's the difference. They don't like Donald Trump. And see, where Donald Trump would have fucked up and would have put women first and all this. See, he kind of always kept women second. That's why half the women voted for him. But see, where Donald Trump would have fucked up and brought him up to his level or higher would have been this. This is exactly what he would have done that would have fucked all that up. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That would have fucked it all up. And women would have lost respect for him. They wouldn't like him. He would just be the fucking just trash of the fucking country. That's where Trump would have fucked up. See, and this is where you fuck up with women. Unless you did like something super duper fucked up. And like, you know, never say sorry to a woman ever. Okay. Never do that. I would say possibly buy her like a balloons and shit like that, but never actually verbally say sorry. You see, like, cause like that isn't, it's because it's opening up so many things I touched on in a previous video. See, once you verbally explain shit like that, your love or your failure, once you verbally say it, see, women hate spelled out logic in any form coming from a man. They hate it. Like, because like I said, because it opens up that logical part of their brain that they despised since they were little. So they hate this shit. But yeah, I'm telling you, man, like never. Okay, I'm not saying don't love a woman because I've totally fallen in love with girls. There's a girl I'm like obsessed about right now. But I know how the game works. If I went over there and said, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Can you just sit on my face, please? Like, well, that might work depending on the situation because that's a little more gangster. But okay, like if I went like the beta way, like, oh, you're so beautiful. I'm just so, oh God, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Like it might work for a week or something like that. But like, you know, after at best. See, when you like, because with her, I'm obsessed about a girl down the street right now. When I was 24, I would have fell right on into some friend zone shit. But at 33, I know the game. So what I do, you know, I know what I'm doing with her. And it's going to be a work in progress because I don't see her every day. She kind of works there like once a week. It's a work in progress. But I want that bitch to sit on my face like right now. Like, I'll be honest with you. But I know how the game works, man. Like, I'm not like, and okay. And I'll define sit on my face. Okay. Because you can always find, like, I'm in Europe, man, so, like, you can find, like, a beautiful fucking hooker and just pay her a little bit of money. You know, they're not expensive at all here, like, you know, $50. I'm talking, like, a beautiful fucking, like, model-type hooker, like, because I'm in Europe now. In America, I wouldn't have these options, so I would have to go about it a little differently. But here, like, if I just want a sexy bitch, I can just go to a brothel. But, I mean, I definitely have other girlfriends around. Actually, I got to come spend the night tonight at a girlfriend's place 2 hours from now because I got a birthday party to go to. And she actually invited a threesome with her friend, which I can go into that if you guys want to hear about it in another video on how that happened. But yeah, that's another thing. I see, once women respect you, they will hand walk other women up to you and either say, pretty much want you to either fuck their friend or fuck both of them. See, once you cross those boundaries as a full grown man to them and they've seen it, like they will literally go get their friend and hand walk them up to you. You see, but the hard part in threesomes is, see, a lot of men go about that in the wrong way. And I'll touch on that. If anybody wants to hear about that, I can elaborate on my history with it and go into it. But a lot of guys go about getting threesomes the wrong way. They go out trying to hunt in a club and then try to, you know, do it from his standpoint, which can work, but you're going to have a lot lower success rate with that. I'm just telling you right off the bat. You see, the pimp shit is you got to get them to go out and do it. But you can't, like I said, you can't spell it. Sometimes you can spell it out. I wouldn't advise it. But I could go into that if you guys, if anybody who watched this wants me to go into, you know, doing a threesome thing with them. But yeah, man, you got to keep them. If you want her to act right, I'm telling, because look back, I'm ranting for a long time, but look back in your past, man, the ones who were always acting right were the ones you didn't want, you see. Or I'm sorry, the ones who were always acting right were the ones you were acting like you didn't want to them. Whether you didn't want them or not, your actions to them showed them that you didn't want them. So see, and I guarantee every man, man's gone through this. Every man's had that fat girl or some shit that was trying to get with him and he, you know, wouldn't text her back, and she would just be, that would just make her even more ready at the drop of a hat. And then all the pretty girls he wanted and put time and effort in, she might text him back. It was a trend. You didn't like her, she was on you. She didn't like you, you were on her. And some guy that she's on ain't on her, and she's all on him. And it's just a train and shit. Like, it would be funny, like, if you could set up like four screens in a row and watch how all of them are doing each other, and they're all doing the same shit to each other. Like, it's funny until you learn the game, then you can have some control over it. You see, but yeah, that's it for this video, because I've been on long enough.